I think it's pretty serious for us, because, you know, then you can set a tone.
Sorry, do you mind if I just went for false start? Just as we're riding. That's the first thing that's come out. Yeah, it's from the hours. Yeah, so pretty vital for the tour, this game?
Yes, I think, because then you can set your tone, then you know the conditions, because you know that you are playing here after a long time. So obviously, you know, you can get in the groove, get used to the conditions, hot and everything. So I think it's a pretty important game for everyone.
Yeah.
I think you've been coming here for 11 years now, is that right?
Not every year I come here, but
11 years since the first time. You feel this is the biggest chance that India has against Australia? You've got a great pace attack. Australia's not very strong in the batting lineup.
Well, to be very honest, you know, we don't really think about all these things, you know, but it always depends on a given day.
Yeah.
So, you know, in cricket, whoever is playing for the country, I think they're good enough. That's why they're representing country. So we don't take anyone lightly till the time, you know, we don't get out the results. We don't take anything lightly and go on.
Yeah.
Ishan, India's never won a test series in Australia. How motivated is this group now that you're top of the world in many forms of cricket to finally do it here in Australia?
Yeah, I think we are pretty motivated. You know, our biggest thing is right now is to just win the series. That's what everybody is focusing on right now. You know, we're not even thinking about personal performances. Just one aim, to win a series in Australia.
Yeah.
The coach and captain have often praised the pace bowling group as the best, you know, Indian team has had over so many years. What sort of pressure and responsibility does it put on you individually and collectively as a pace group, especially ahead of this series?
Well, obviously, if you're representing country, the pressure is there. But I think it's a great opportunity as well, you know, because you have a healthy competition in the team, as you can see. You know that a lot of fast bowlers are coming up. If you're not doing well, then you know, you can anytime sit behind and watch the game. But I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to do well in any conditions, to be honest. As you can see, you know, we did well in the last two tours, especially in South Africa and England as well. So we are not even thinking like, you know, we have a pressure situation or bowling in this kind of situation. We always think like we have an opportunity to do well.
Ishan, the last series you played against Australia in India, remember the facial expressions to Steve Smith and Steve Smith's not playing this time, but can we expect to see that again from you?
Well, it's very difficult to say right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the series. So maybe when series will you know, start, then we get to know that what faces we need to make.
Is there without Steve Smith there, is there a, you know, number one batsman, you think, in the Australian side, or, you know, really key man in their batting lineup?
As I always said, you know, that whoever is playing country is always good. So there's not only one key batsman, you know, you have to look out for. Just, I think, if you get everyone all out. So that's what we think about.
Ishan, is this one of them?
The trio of you, Bhuvneshwar and Bumrah, all coming in together. You've done two tours and done well, delivered. How's the combination now? We've seen you guys done well in South Africa and in England.
Yeah, I think combination depends on certain amount of wickets, condition and everything. So it's very early to talk about the combinations. Right now we're thinking about, you know, how we can make most of it of the practice game. So we're just thinking about practice game. We're not thinking about too much ahead what the combination is going to play in the test match and what conditions will be. So we're not thinking too much.
We'll take last two. Yeah.
Ishan, how much passion is there in this test team? How much of it comes from the captain, who's pretty fiery and passionate about it?
Oh, I think it's everyone is really passionate, because as I always say, you know, you just ask me how motivating we are. I think we are pretty motivating to win the series, not only in Australia, when we played even in South Africa and England, we were pretty motivating to win a series abroad, because I think that's the biggest opportunity for us right now, because I think we always have a good balance in the side, you know, who can do things for us, so which is very promising.
Ishan, you talk about, I guess, focusing on practice game first, but is there concern for you, I guess, the lack of experience, the lack of you know, international quality players who are up against this, you know, this week?
Well, you're talking about as in we don't have experience?
No, sorry, as in the opposition, as in this Cricket Australia 11.
I never take all these things, you know, think too much about all these things, because, you know, if you go then you maybe, if you go with this kind of feeling, then you relax a bit. So it's always better, you always on your toes and, you know, be ready for the opportunity when you hit the ground and, you know, give your more than 100% on a certain day.
Yeah.
You see, one thing that's stunned Australians over the last sort of week or so is how many Indian fans there have been in the grandstands, sort of taking over our grounds. What have you guys made of that when you've watched it on TV, the level of support you have here?
Oh, I think it's totally amazing, you know, when you come and tour abroad and you can see, you know, you don't feel like you're touring abroad because you're so much of fans, you know, watching and watching a game and, you know, cheering you up. So I think it's a tremendous feeling for every member in the team.
Final one.
Ishant, last 3 or 4 tours you probably haven't gone as what you would have expected. What do you think you need to do better to improve this time around?
Well, I think I've played 11 years now, so I don't really need to think about I need to do well. So I'm not really a kind of person who thinks what happened in the past, so I'm always looking forward what's going to happen in the future. So I'm looking forward, I'm going to do well in this tour as well.
Any advice from Jason Gillespie? You spent some time over in Sussex. Any advice before this tour?
No, I haven't spoken to him before this tour. Yes, he helped me, you know, when I played a county. So I think he helped me a lot with the county circuit. So I think it was a pretty good experience with him.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.